Power Principles, Chapter 4. Never a man spoke as he. Key verse. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Matthew 28:18. Introduction. God is a triune personality made up of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The source of power is God the Father. God delegated power to his Son, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit later endued believers with power delegated by the Son. In this chapter, you will learn of the power and authority of Jesus. It was so great that the religious leaders of his time commented, Never a man spake as he, John 7:46. Born in power. Jesus was born in the power of the Holy Ghost. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Luke 1:35. Jesus was the visible manifestation of God's power. But unto them which are called, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians 1:24. Baptized in power. John recognized the power of Jesus. He said, There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Mark 1:7-8. When Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan River, the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. John 1:31. God had told John, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. John 1:33. This was confirmed when the Holy Ghost rested on Jesus in the form of the dove. Jesus was not only filled with Holy Ghost power, he was to baptize with power. A proven power. Immediately after his baptism, Jesus went into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Luke 4:1. You can read of this experience in Luke 4:1-13. Power is proven by testing. Each temptation by Satan challenged the power and authority of Jesus. Jesus successfully overcame each one and returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about. Luke 4:14. His source of power. God the Father was the source of Jesus' power and authority. Jesus said, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Luke 4:18-19. Jesus did not exercise power independently of God the Father. Continually throughout his earthly ministry, Jesus credited God as the source of his power. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. John 10:32. Unlimited power. There were no limits to Christ's power. He was given all power in heaven and earth. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Matthew 28:18. Jesus has power, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And God hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Ephesians 1:21-22. Jesus is the head of all other powers. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Colossians 2:10. Jesus had unlimited power. He was given power to teach with authority. The scribes based their authority on the Old Testament scriptures. Jesus based his authority on God himself. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. Mark 1:22. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Luke 4:32. Power over sin. Jesus had power to forgive sin. but that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Matthew 9:6. Power over sickness. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. Matthew 8:16. Power over nature. And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Mark 4:39. Power over all flesh. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. John 17:2. Power over his enemies. Then saith Pilate unto him, Speak thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee, and have power to release thee? Jesus answered, Thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. John 19:10-11. Power over death. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 11:25. Through his own death and resurrection, Jesus, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Colossians 2:15. Power over his own life. Jesus explained regarding his life, No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. John 10:18. Power to execute judgment. God has given Jesus power to execute judgment, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. John 5:27. Power over demons. Jesus had power and authority over demonic forces. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this! For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. Luke 4:36. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. Mark 1:27. Power over all the works of the enemy. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The purpose for which Jesus came into the world was to destroy all the works of the devil. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. Present power. After his death and resurrection, Jesus returned to heaven. There he continues to minister in power and authority at the right hand of God. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. Luke 22:69. And said, Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Acts 7:56. Jesus also continues to minister through the power delegated to believers. Before Jesus returned to heaven, he delegated power and authority to his followers. They were to do the works he had done, and even greater works. John 14:12. You will study about this delegated power in the next chapter. Future power. Someday Jesus will return to earth in great power and glory. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Matthew 24:30. At that time all the powers of heaven and earth will be delivered up to Jesus. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. 1 Corinthians 15:24. All the universe will acknowledge the power of God the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. Revelation 5:12-13.